getting positive feedback on the President's performance today in Parliament. Well, he was on a call to Parliament in response to the debate on his turnaround plan for the economy. And people saying today he actually dared to mention the private sector. He seemed a lot more in control and a lot more clear than he was in his initial speech. So we'll see how that translates in the medium-term budget policy next week. Well, somebody with an eye for opportunity in a business career spanning probably 40 years is Brian Joffe, the founder and chief executive of the investment firm Long for Life. It's got investments in, amongst others, Sportsman's Warehouse, Sorbet, and more recently, the makers of Fitch and Leeds soft drinks. And profit under pressure fell by three quarters to less than 50 million rand. But that's what's going to happen, Brian Joffe, when most of your businesses can't operate for most of the period under review. You went into hard lockdown and were at the coalface of many of the toughest aspects of it.
Hi, Bruce. Well, I don't really agree with you. You know, your statement that businesses are under pressure. The businesses were closed.
Yep, true.
So, you know, it's not a question of efficiencies or loss of customers or the like. I think what we did do during the period, I think we did do well. You know, we positioned the business so that we would have a sustainable business post lockdown, and so I think on that score we did well. I mean, there was nothing more that we could do.
Sorbet, for example, I mean, still there are restrictions as to how Sorbet must operate and social distancing requirements and masks and gloves and all sorts of other things, making life really difficult for people who work within Sorbet. Sportsman's Warehouse just doesn't have the volume of demand right now because so many kids aren't playing school sport, clubs aren't as active as they were. Maybe some extra gym equipment at homes, but that's not going to make up for the everyday trade that you would have lost out on.
Bruce, sadly, I can only report to you that in the period post the COVID lockdown, we're trading at approximately the level that we were pre-lockdown. So, you know, other than in Sorbet. So I think there is the demand, whether it's sustainable or not, or whether the social grants are making some influence or impact on the demand, I don't know. But our trading levels in all our businesses other than in Sorbet are pretty good. In relation to Sorbet, as you quite correctly say, I mean, the problems there are people don't want to frequent the malls, and the capacity constraints that we have in the salons, of course, impacts directly on trading profit.
And of course, the entrepreneurs who also are the franchisees in these Sorbets are also, of course, struggling as a result of this. Do you think government overreacted? Did we go in too hard and too long on lockdowns?
Look, it's a very, very complicated subject, and I think the health of a nation comes first. And, I'm not a medical expert, and I think that if you have a look at the impact, the result of South Africa versus the rest of the world, I think it's pretty good. So I don't think we can be very critical about what was done, in my view. But, of course, it has had some lasting impacts. But, you know, there are some benefits that have come out of this as well from a business point of view. I think businesses have had to relook at them at the way they've done things. They've resized, re-expensed their businesses. Liquidity has been addressed. And so I think there are some positives that will have come out of it. I mean, and also the businesses, the nature of the activities of the businesses will have changed as well. Online, for example, has been a big step up, I'm sure, in South Africa by a large margin. And I think that, of course, the nature in which spending has happened will have changed. People are not spending as much on fuel, as much on international travel, eating out and the like. They're not spending money on fancy outfits. So they're redirecting their spend to things differently. So if you're in those niche growth markets, I think, or niche changed markets, I think you're in for a reasonable run.
You've always been an opportunist. I mean, since the days of setting up Bidvest, you would carefully consider deals and you got more right than you got wrong, and you built Bidvest and Bidcorp, which continue to be absolute bastions of the JSE. I mean, at a time like this, do you look for acquisitions? You've spent quite a lot of money buying back shares within Long for Life because you see better value in Long for Life than in other assets. But are there opportunities beckoning? Do you see any opportunities in a quite depressed environment?
Yeah, look, we've looked at quite a few acquisition opportunities, but in the final analysis, we felt that, you know, historically, I'm talking about, in the final analysis, that we saw more value in Long for Life than we saw in the acquisition. But I think, you know, if the opportunities arise and they offer growth. I mean, it needs to be growth orientated. And of course, we'd like to invest in those opportunities. But sadly for us, I guess the big difference between Bidvest and Bidvest was always rated from day one, and obviously had an opportunity to use paper and doing bigger transactions. In this particular case, you know, the small corporates are not very much in favor of the institutions. And so the scale and size of the opportunities are much less. And so we just have to battle on and see where we go to eventually. Eventually, the job is to create value in the shares.
Well, it's promising to be a good summer. I mean, I think we're going to get lots of rainfall, but if the heat wave of this week is any indicator of the sort of temperatures we can expect this summer, maybe Inclear Beverages is going to have a decent one. Fitch and Leeds, I mean, it's a critical part of that, and Chill Beverages, of course, as well. You've got your own brands in the drinks market. Are you making good headway there?
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, we're doing okay, and we've got new products coming to the market now, so hopefully things will look up. I mean, at the moment, I think, as we mentioned in our report, we're pretty much at full capacity on both the plants in Gauteng and in Cape Town. So we're all goes well. I mean, whether this is all sustainable, Bruce, I hope so. But, you know, it's very uncertain, you know, COVID, because whilst we talk about level one, mindset is more important than what the government states the lockdown level is. And people are still very scared and very, very apprehensive. And so we'll just have to see how it turns out.
Absolutely. When you look at that full capacity, I mean, at what point do you make a decision as to whether or not to build on that capacity, to add to that capacity, to try and fuel further demand? How cautious are you in terms of addressing
that? Well, in our particular case, the business is going through some transition. It used to be the Cape Town business, Chill, used to be very much orientated to co-pack of activities, and also in the Gauteng. We're trying to move away from that type of activity more into our own brand's product. So as that process happens and as we get to seeing, you know, success in that particular move, then, of course, we'd invest in further capacity. But up until now, I think we've got sufficient to see it through the next year.
Brian Joffe, Chief Executive at Long for Life, thank you very much.